All right, boys and girls, this is the Jick and Skullhead Show. I'm Scully at the controls, and we got Jick over here.
I'm at a card table, which doesn't have any controls on it.
Huh, we should get you some controls.
Maybe like a little, like one of those Fisher-Price radio dashboards.
Yeah, maybe just some self-control, maybe.
Huh.
Looking at the equalizers, it looks like I'm a decent bit louder than you are, but I think I can fix that.
I could move the thing closer to my mouth, first of all, and then I could, everybody could hear me breathing like this.
That actually solved your volume problems.
Did it? The breathing?
No, just the moving it closer to your mouth.
Well, cool.
And I'll, take my...
Pinata?
Yeah.
Wasted on me?
I'll take that back. No, that doesn't work. If I turn off my microphone boost, then I'm real quiet.
I keep thinking the microphone boost would affect us both, because we're both going into that thing. So,
oh, yeah.
Put us at a different level. I keep thinking that this bottle of Windex is a delicious beverage, and I keep thinking that I should reach for it and drink it. Going to have to get myself an actual delicious beverage before too long.
Yeah. That was kind of tricky. The last time I had to pee in the car and peed in a cup and put it in the cup holder and told myself, you know, don't pick that up. You're going to drink out of it, and it's going to be your own urine. And I picked it up, found it in my hand on the way to my mouth when I came to my senses, and I had to toss it out the window.
Wow. Like a trucker bomb?
Yep.
Yeah, speaking of which, something kind of gross. Well, it's not that something gross happened to me. It's I did something that, upon reflection, is kind of gross.
Right.
at the concert last week. I went into a stall in the bathroom, and I'm like, on top of the toilet paper dispenser, there was what appeared to be just like a full glass of beer, and I was like, you know, I bet that's piss, but I can't resist actually finding out. So I grabbed it to see if it was warm, and it was totally warm.
Huh.
Glass of piss. And there was another glass of beer in the toilet. Oh, I think it was actually probably just a glass of toilet water mixed with piss.
Or it could be that somebody got really confused and just came in and peed into a cup and then put their beer in the toilet.
Put their beer in the toilet. Yeah. I guess we can just hop into the questions, because there's actually a bunch of them.
Excellent.
UConn says, Dear Chicken Company, how about an auto expiration setting for beliefs? Like they would expire after a couple of days or so. No.
I mean, if you bleed someone and you decide you don't want to have them bleed it, just remove them from your bleed list.
Gorblax asks if the hermit has clover today. I don't know. It's random.
Why don't you ask him?
Robo 9981 says, Jick and crew, how about a new shopkeeper image? I want to have the Gord Captain as a keeper. Yeah, we need to add a bunch more of those in there. I need to look at that code and figure out how it works, because I would imagine that it's just a matter of me putting the picture and a name into a list. Any picture that's the appropriate size, I think, can go in there. Psycho asks if any of the 8 new zones are going west of the nearby plains. No, they're not.
Yeah, it's a little crowded over there.
Enemy Lasagna says, Hey guys, will you make it so if you have low mist, there's a chance that you miscast your spell / screw up your special attacks? No.
People would love that.
We want to make it easier to play as a spellcasting class, not harder.
Yeah.
Evang asks something that's a little spoilery. But LSK asks what our superpowers is.
Apparently mine is the ability to turn on Buffalo with the sound of my voice. We established that before.
Like the entire city of Buffalo?
Just like a plate of buffalo wings.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, they're not actually made from chickens.
No, they're actually made from buffalo.
Yeah. mine used to be form of salsa. But then somebody accidentally ate some of me, and when I turned back into a person, I was missing a finger, and I had lost the ability to turn into salsa. Maybe it's just a mental block, though.
Maybe you got the finger cut off that had all of your power in it.
That could be. Because I was always like, I have more superpowers in this little finger than you do in your entire cabbage patch. Then I happened to lose that finger, and it turned out all of my power was in that finger, yeah. Spectral Enema says, Mr. Skullhead, how did you enjoy your visit to Minnesota? I have a clanny who was at the same event, saw Jezzerfly's car there, and said it was good times.
It was good times. It's just a shame that it rained the entirety of Saturday night. Saturday night tends to be all right for fighting, but also it tends to be the night that everything comes together and people spend fire and they bands play and, you know, people play Red Rover naked and, you know, all sorts of stuff. But
well, I'm sure the rain would have been soothing if you had a fever.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, but if it happened again, then you ain't got nobody. At least you'd have some money because you just got paid.
Yeah, I actually did just get paid while I was there. And I had nothing to spend my money on because I was out.
You're out in the woods. How big of an event is this thing? That's kind of strange that...
It was like a... They were expecting close to 150 people this year.
Huh.
And I'm sure they got it, but again, like, Saturday night was supposed to be the night where you saw everybody, and there just was hardly anybody out and about. We were all huddled in our tents. It was kind of intense. But, you know, Thursday night was fun, Friday night was fun, and then Saturday night was not as much fun.
Yeah, you know, every outdoor gathering has to get rained on. Also, every parade.
I think it was because I lied when I was 17.
Yeah.
Or pissed off Adam Duritz, who was apparently the Rain King.
At least you weren't getting married that day, because I think the crushing weight of the irony would have killed you all.
Yeah, I think so. What was it that I ended up with in chat, thinking Millie Vanilli wants me to blame it on the rain, and it only rains because I lied when I was 17, but Billy Myers wants me to kiss the rain, and Adam Duritz is the Rain King, so if I lied when I was 17, I have to make out with Adam Duritz.
I see.
Which maybe that was all about justifying my crush on the Counting Crows frontman.
Could be. Are there more Counting Crows than just him? Like, I was always under the impression that he, like, wrote and arranged all of the songs and then just had, like, basically backup musicians. But
he,
I don't know if they have a consistent lineup or not.
I think that's the case, but I do think it's a consistent lineup.
I see. Spaz Attack says, in the airship, the Majimac Tech Mechamech fires a pink laser. It should fire a yellow laser beam instead, for a Frontalot reference. I'm surprised that it doesn't.
Yeah, you know, it fires a pink torpedo for the, what is the Spinal Tap reference, but it probably should fire a yellow laser beam.
You could just add another one.
It is shiny, it is clean.
Pink lasers are funny, too. It could do stench damage because it was fueled with asparagus.
Mm.
Yeah.
I had Yellow Laser Beam stuck in my head all day, and I haven't actually listened to that song in a long time.
Yeah, I haven't listened to any MC Frontalot. My wife was at PAX this weekend, and she had said that the MC Frontalot concert was really good.
Hmm.
And, yeah, it made me want to listen to more MC Frontalot. I don't know, has he put out anything recently?
Not since that album.
Because, I mean, that album, I feel like, sort of took away everything that was good about him.
The songs on there that weren't already released in rough form were actually pretty good.
I see.
But, so that was...
Everything
like
we had already
songs.
Heard, as I recall, was pretty disappointing on the album.
Yeah, although Nerdcore Rising, with the added verses for MC Stephen Hawking and Jesse Dangerously, was pretty cool. But yeah, all of the songs that were available on the demo that he re-recorded, he kind of screwed them up. But since then, no, I haven't heard anything. Doesn't look like he has any new MP3s out.
Oh, let's see. C. Winters 3 says, how about a familiar for Labor Day, such as a bugbear laborer who you rescue from working the mushroom fields? You rescue him by enslaving him yourself. you don't have to be a slave working in the mushroom fields anymore. You just have to be a slave doing whatever I tell you every time I have a combat encounter. I do want to write some slavery into the game. Yeah, who's that guy who was always Contrickster? Yeah, yeah. That's awesome slavery ideas.
Yeah.
Bang False says, shouldn't we be able to use anti-cheese with the goat cheese pizza and get a goat pizza? It could either be a food or a familiar that's better than the goat in some way. Or it could just be an item that when you use it, it tries to feed it to your goat and... something happens to your goat.
It loses 10 pounds. That would be popular, I think.
A diet pizza? Not so much a diet pizza as a pizza made out of the absence of pizza. Jump the Shark says, is it possible to get a marmot clover from a clover adventure? Yes, it is. Cactor Frankie says, I just tried using the star spatula in the sorceress layer, but it did not work. This is listed as a star weapon. Can you make this work? Well, it shouldn't work, but I think actually... I think that Star Cage thing in the Sorcerer Slayer quest gives you a message if you use a one-handed star weapon, and I probably forgot to add the spatula to that. So I should remember to do that. Ripplesby, make a note of it. Wintergreen says, quote of the week from Nick Frost's Danger 50,000 Volts. When a hippie goes ape, he'll hit you with a psychedelic wall of sound.
That is a pretty decent quote. I don't know if it gets a whole week.
Yeah. I like the idea of going ape.
You know, once you go ape, you never get raped.
Well, that'll be... We should tell Gracious Symbols that.
Yeah.
Dalgar says, do Tower Guardians have preferred levels to guard? No.
When you ascend, they all run up and down the stairs like a Chinese fire drill, and they just keep doing that until you get there.
Well, it's actually not so much a Chinese fire drill because some of them leave and some of them come back in.
Right.
It'd be like doing a Chinese fire drill across two cars, I guess. Excellent. Ripplesby has made a note of it. Minion 123 says, Snakehead charm plus paint plain pizza equals snakes on a plain pizza.
Are we done with snakes on a plane yet?
I was done with it a while ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm okay with leaving the existing references in, but not writing anymore.
It was also the references tend to be subtle enough that I don't think people are going to get sick of them. Yeah, I actually called into the radio station when they were discussing Snakes on a Plane and told them why it didn't make any money at the box office.
Why didn't it make any money at the box office?
Just because, like, in the internet nerd community, you don't really have to see a movie like that to make fun of it. We were able to get the Sam Jackson and the Snakes on a Plane thing and go with it without seeing it, and it had that horror's honesty of, you know, being just what it claimed to be on the surface, which made it kind of easy to mock without seeing it. But also, the people who are going ape about it on the internet are not people who spend money on movies anymore. So I'm guessing it was extensively BitTorrented.
You think?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like maybe the reason that it didn't do well in the box office is because it was very obviously a horrible movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess it's not why did it do badly, it's why did it do badly when they were expecting it to do so well, and
uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean,
they're like, oh, people are excited about it on the internet, surely it will make lots of money.
And also, though, I mean, I think that there may be among the kind of people who, I feel like it reached MySpacian proportions, where most of the people who would participate in the kind of thing where they would, you know, be all talking about Snakes on a Plane are the kind of people who, once that many people were doing it, they would be like, all right, fuck this.
Yeah.
You know? Which, I mean,
it was a fad too early to be successful, I think, as a movie. By the time it came out, we were kind of done with it.
I didn't see it. Did you?
No, I didn't bother.
I guess some KOLers went to see it in Boston, and you know, Fusilla Ben told me that it was just pretty bad.
That would not surprise me.
Let's see. Can you answer a couple questions? I need to look up something real quick.
Sure. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, is there any reward for doing a softcore run and leaving everything in Hanks from start to finish? If you're going to do that, you might as well just do a hardcore run. As far as I know, there is not any reward for that. You should try it and see. Maybe that automatically makes you win the game. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will there be quests for the Moxie and Mysticality Zodiac signs as well? I don't know. That's another place that we could possibly add content if we wanted to.
We had intended to have quests in everywhere, but ended up... Yeah, we ended up with this sort of goofy situation with the post-ascension zones, because we kept... They started out much, much simpler than they are, and then we would, like, think of something and add it to one zone, and then we were like, oh, well, now this zone's better than all the others. We should add something to this zone. We would add something there, and then it'd be like, oh, well, while I was doing that, I had another idea, and we added something else there. And then, oh, well, now this zone kind of sucks compared to all the other zones, so we need to add more stuff to there. And we eventually had to stop. So the likelihood of them being identically interesting and desirable was pretty slim. You know, and there are a lot of things that we put in thinking that we're going to revisit them. And, you know, eventually we revisit stuff, but we also, you know, tend to enjoy working on brand new stuff more than revisiting old stuff. So it depends. But yeah, we'll get back to those zones at some point.
Yeah, one of those days when we have nothing else to do, which, you know, that happens all the time.
Yeah, it happens so often.
There's just nothing on our plates.
Doppelheathen says, you know that checkbox that's in the messages section that saves messages? I wish it was available in the gift shop so it would be easier. Yeah, I mean, I suppose that would be valuable for people who wanted to switch back and forth between whether they were saving messages all the time while they were at the gift shop. And I gotta say, that's probably a pretty small community of people.
Yeah.
If you wanted to save gift items but not regular... If you want to save gift item messages but not regular messages, I guess I could see you wanting it to be two separate settings, but then you're just going to have to turn it off every time you go to the messages thing.
Yeah.
Oh, Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will you ever sell permanent campground furnishings as Mr. Store items? We talked about it once, but then decided not to mess with it.
I would wager that as we continue to try to come up with something interesting for the item of the month, that that's going to be another slot where we could put something. But, I mean, the problem with that is that it is a permanent campground item.
Yeah, I mean, it would require, like, a recode of Ascension, and it would be another thing that was just had to be useful in hardcore, which, I mean... Whereas I understand that the items we have, the items of the month that have been useful in hardcore have been our most popular things, I feel like there's a certain balance between being whores like that and keeping hardcore sacrosanct. Although hardcore is so unsacrosanct, right? What do you call something that's not sacrosanct?
Profane.
Profane. All right. Hardcore has been so thoroughly profaned.
Yes.
By the ability to keep familiars into it. I mean, there's always been a hardcore advantage to donators or to people with a lot of meat. So, you know.
And I feel like what will probably happen with that is somebody in our team will come up with an idea that's so good that it makes it worth it to recode it and everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's always late in the month when we start thinking about these things. So. Yeah. Speaking of which.
Yeah, no, we got it.
I saw that thread, yeah.
Bang False says, on the description of the stored behind inappropriate preposition, shouldn't the first to rise always be to rise instead of being randomized, since to rise is an infinitive? I don't know. I mean, does the to in to rise not count as a preposition? I guess it doesn't.
Right.
You know, there are also, you know, it'll say, like, in the distant past, and it will replace those.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but honestly, that's okay. I can write code that identifies words based on whether or not they can be prepositions. I can't write code that understands English well enough to correctly parse them all out. And I don't want to go and annotate every time we use the word past as a noun or to as part of an infinitive phrase. So, you know, yeah. The people who are bothered by that are just going to have to continue to be bothered.
Wow, when did that go in?
With the smithing revamp, like 3 weeks ago.
Huh. I didn't realize that came in. That's part of a hopefully not defunct set of stuff that...
We've been meaning to put into the...
for a long time. Did that generate a description that would work for the other purpose?
Yeah, well, it does. We can, because what I did was I just wrote a description with a shitload of prepositions in it, and then every time you look at it, it changes all the prepositions in the description.
Nice.
So, we can keep doing it until there's a funny one. And then... Parafert says, how do you pronounce muculent machete? Like that. Muculent machete. Although I said machete the first time. Machete. Control machete. Maybe that's the kind of control we could put on this table. A control machete. Nathian says, make utensils equipable based on mist stat. I don't know. I can see why. I can see the logic there. You know, then people would wonder why they don't attack based on mist. And I don't know why they wouldn't attack based on mist. But, you know, I don't know. We think about that. People, I don't know. Maybe the dev team would feel like that made sense. Although, you know, the JLE, for the most part, is just constantly whining about how staves are useless, staves are useless, staves are useless, make them equipable based on mist. And we're like, they're goddamn sticks. So, I don't know. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will there be any more class-specific quests? Yes, undoubtedly. Glebe says, you should give everyone who doesn't use stasis a trophy. It's interesting. I was, Zare made some sort of annotated videos of how stasis actually works, and it was really fascinating to watch it. I was thinking about that some last night.
Somebody gave me a suggestion of, if the game could somehow detect that you were doing that, like three or four turns in, the monster would say something like, you're not even trying, screw this, and leave. And just dump the combat.
It's going to be hard to tell whether it's being done or not, though, because it's, I mean, you know, it involves trying to attack with a weapon that you can't hit with for the most part, and, you know, sometimes that's just going to happen if right. you get into a fight against something that, you know, I mean, especially if you have high moxie and other stuff. I don't know. I don't know. We keep thinking. The thing is, I would not feel that stasis was degenerate. Even spending 30 rounds doing stasis, I wouldn't feel that that was degenerate if the round limit didn't exist. If we came up with a mechanism for making combats not go on forever that wasn't just this metagame round limit, then I wouldn't feel like there was anything wrong with what the stasis people are doing, because they're not having to count rounds to know. If there was something where in combat you could kind of tell when, you know, if the monster was eventually under certain circumstances going to, like, run away or whatever, and you could tell based on what was happening in the combat to predict that, and it became something that they were actually using in-game knowledge to figure out how long they could go on doing it, instead of just, you know, having a little abacus next to them where they move a bead every time they attack, that I wouldn't think it was a big deal. Because, you know, it's fucking clever. It was interesting to watch him doing it. It was interesting to see all of the thought that was involved in it. And it's neat that, you know, in order to effectively do it, you have to have 60, 70 runs worth of hardcore skills under your belt. And you know, it makes a lot of skills really useful that weren't, you know, that wouldn't otherwise be seeing any use amongst repeat offenders. Yeah, Riff suggests just adding a random variance to the turn limit. Which, I mean, what my thinking was that if we did some kind of thing where we just implemented some sort of, like, effective fatigue over the course of a combat round. Like, you know, after a certain number of rounds, like, the monster just starts slowing down and you start slowing down so that you start hitting each other more often. You know, so then it's, it makes sense, and it's an in-game reason for combat to never last forever, as opposed to, you know, just a band-aid. I mean, you know, the 30-round limit, up until very recently, actually, no, I think it's still, it's like a debug message. It's like an error that occurs. It's not like, you get tired and leave. You know, we didn't even bother to narratively justify it, because it's just not part of the game.
Because we weren't expecting people to hit it.
Yeah, I mean, if we were thinking if anybody did hit it, then we would pay attention to that fight and be like, all right, well, we can't let them in here with moxie that high and muscle that low or whatever, you know. Max Vance says, if you were wearing a supportive bra, would the Orcish frat boys still try to put a bra on you? They would put a spell on you because you're theirs, but yes, they would still, because we don't want to have to add sanity checks to all of the goofy messages that happen when you get hit or hit something in combat, so.
Yeah. And there is no sanity clause.
Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will there be an item which cures beaten up, but when using it, you get another effect, which is worse than beaten up?
Is that kind of like hitting yourself in the foot with a hammer to get rid of your headache? Or banging your head against a wall because it feels so good when you stop?
Spaz Attack says, a grimoire idea. A sword with plus 100 muscle, pants with plus 100 moxie, and a hat with plus 100 mist, but you can only equip one of them if the other two were already equipped.
Yeah.
I had a game called Golden Sun I lost, who complained about the limit on the number of characters in our login name last week. Just asks a bunch of questions that are like the Gun Runs questions, only not as interesting. I guess some of them are okay. I had a game, he says, why didn't you de-implement the rat whiskers since they serve absolutely no purpose except to boast? They do serve a purpose.
It is now your mission to find that purpose.
Yeah. Okay. You should be able to change your entire name for 1 million meat. Perfect sinkhole right there.
Yeah, you should be able to change your name for a Mr. Accessory.
You should be able to change somebody... No, it should cost two Mr. Accessories to change your own name, but you should be able to change somebody else's name for one. We do, like, the Something Awful Forums method. And then that way, once you change somebody's name, they can just never log on again unless you tell them what you changed it to.
Oh, yeah.
That's, oh, yeah. That'd be funny. Are you going to make any more puzzle familiars like the NPZR was with everyone trying to make one first? Oh,
just you wait.
We might be. Corn OK says, you can get two familiars as a moxie sign, five as a muscle sign, but only one as a mist sign. How about a Kodama familiar? It could jiggle its head or do something equally useless. What's a Kodama?
Those are the little forest spirits from Princess Mononoke.
Oh. Huh. And actually, maybe we could write a little mini quest into Camp Logging Camp Outskirts that lets you take one of those with you. Yeah, it could just it could complain every time you killed a hippie, because it really, by killing a hippie, you're killing all of the trees that that hippie would have chained himself to for the rest of his life. And I, you know, it's not that the spirit really cares about the hippie. He just Enemy Lasagna says, "Hey guys, collectively you've answered over 100 of my questions. Yay!" And also, hey guys, will these eight new zones have anything to do with the 11 old jokes? I don't know what 11 old jokes you're talking about.
I think there's some kind of Tolkien-esque mythology unwinding here. 8 zones, 11 jokes.
Bahu says, upgrade the tavern reward drinks to SHC instead of DB. The upgrade in humor alone makes them 30 times better as a reward. To SHC. Spooky hockey children?
Superhuman cocktail crafting.
I see. I don't think that having something that good go in that early is wise. Enemy Lasagna says, an idea for a grimoire item, a ring of insane power that makes the monster you're fighting go up by 100 times your current level. I think that that's probably abusable. He says, also he asks if there will ever be clan trophies, trophies that can only be obtained if a clan does something like raise 1 million meat or get a total of 500 members. No.
Yeah.
We had an idea the other night about something that I kind of like for clans to do, which might someday see the light of day. One of these weeks, we need to have Clan Week, where all we do is all of the upgrades to clans that we've been talking about doing for months and months.
Yeah, the clan crest stuff would be a lot of fun too.
Yeah. I think we sort of figured out a way. I think we figured out a way to do that that is actually cool and doesn't. It minimizes the potential for clan leaders to, like, screw people.
Tom93 says, how about making the hedge maze keys description a little funnier? How about jumping up my butt, Tom93? But, yeah, this is the key that you found in the hedge maze.
All right. Wow, you sucked at writing that description.
You wrote that description.
Yeah. It's like I said, you sucked at writing that. Bahu says, when you mix the catalyst with the reagent, you should make the results appear in scientific notation. You acquire 1.2 times 10 to the first scrum diddly whatever solutions. Bahu says, we need more root beer in-game. I don't have anything particularly good at blowing up ghosts. What?
It seems like some reference to some old game.
Monkey Island?
Yeah.
I see. Hotsy says, lies and slander. Astronaut ice cream doesn't taste like astronauts. Neither are Girl Scout cookies made of real Girl Scouts. Like Christina Ricci asked back when she was attractive. What the hell is wrong with me?
Yeah, what the hell is wrong with you?
I don't know. She was attractive when she was like 14. She's not all that attractive now.
I just saw some pictures of her from her upcoming movie, and yeah, she's looking good.
Does she still have short hair?
Yeah, she's got short black hair.
Yeah.
So, and because she never really looked right as a blonde.
She never really looked attractive with short hair. It was just like nobody ever looked attractive with short hair.
Except my wife.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I like
you don't that. Have to find my wife attractive.
I know.
It's
yeah,
okay.
Right, it's, let's see. Eek, there's a lure in my dupe, says, in the new super hardcore path, you should be restricted from using your clan gem. I don't know. Maybe. And then somebody who thought it'd be funny to make an account with Riff's real name says, a question for Zach. When you started this game, how long do you think it would be around for? What was it actually that you're supposed to call me? My dark liege. What was it? The nightmare wanted Riff to call me that. Let's see. Yeah. I thought it would be around for 4 score and 7 years. 7 years.
I thought it would flame out in a couple of weeks.
I thought it would flame on.
My wayward son.
Oh.
The Fantastic Four go to Kansas.
Hogulus says a neat idea here. It'd be kind of neat if there were a few familiars that were accessible only as forms of the Doppelshifter or opponents in the arena, and whose equipment would only be generated by chameleons training at the arena. They wouldn't have to be original in design, concept, or function, just fun little surprises for chameleon/Doppelshifter owners, like, you know, copies of the other familiars. Which, that's, I actually kind of like that idea.
Yeah, it is kind of groovy.
Although it'd make the collectors angry. But you know what? They can't win anyway.
Yeah, we hate them. So, it's okay.
Oh.
Regulus has some decent suggestions for that, too.
Yeah, which I'm not going to read in case we decide to use them.
Yeah.
Got a 6 says, is there any way that the roofie can become a cocktail crafting item?
Boy, I sure want to add more controversy to the roofie.
We should just make a roofie mixable with any cocktail to become that cocktail. So you can put a roofie in a drink and then give it to somebody, and they'll just never know because it's identical to the other cocktail. Nightvole says, why doesn't the Vorpal Blade actually go snicker snack when used in battle, like the clown hammer goes squeak, and the cow goes moo, and the chicken goes kiki-riki, kiki-riki.
And the giraffe goes, giraffe noise, giraffe noise.
That we're working on the table full of individual messages for weapons when you attack with them, and categories of weapons, and so that stuff, I would not be surprised if that stuff got done and rolled out with either next Tuesday, not tomorrow, but next Tuesday, or the Tuesday after that's stuff. So yeah, there will be some snicker snackage going on.
Some snicker snacking?
Hotzi says, how about an item similar to the acid squirting flower that replenishes half the damage your opponent deals? Well, there's a skill that does that, so no. Grayson says, thank you for changing the way the skeleton key interface works. That part of the game has just become a lot less like a chore.
Has it become any less like a virgin, though?
Touched for the very first time?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, you're welcome, Grayson. It turns out, I never did that before because I thought for some reason that it was going to be a pain in the ass, and it took me, like, maybe 30 seconds when I actually sat down to do it. I don't know. Max Vance says, let's see. Again, okay, when adventuring at the Road to the White Citadel, the Cheetahs Never Lose adventure says, you freeze as the cheetah stalks up to you and start to shriek when it starts tugging at your pants. What if you're not wearing pants at the time? If you don't have pants equipped, it's like in every MMO, you're wearing some linen pants and a tunic.
Well, actually, everybody in this game is Mormon.
Right, so you have your magic underwear on.
Yeah, even
what.
If you don't have anything equipped, you have magic underwear.
Yeah, and what's weird is, you know, if you ever took them off, then you would just immediately be evaporated by the rays of impropriety coming out of the sun in the Kingdom of Loathing. That's why we never talk about the sun. It's made of porn that only your special Mormon underwear can protect you from.
I wonder how many Mormons we do have playing the game. Maybe we should just sit back and see how many K-mails we get.
I don't think anybody cares if we make fun of Mormons.
That's good.
Even Mormons. I've never met a Mormon that you couldn't make fun of to his face. Not to say that he enjoyed it or anything. Evang says, I think it would be funny to buy stuff from all those mall stores that have collections of stuff all priced at 999999999 so you can't get them just to piss them off. But... okay, I mean, if you want to spend $1 billion on that, that's fine. Every time I see a store with a bunch of stuff priced at goddamn 999999998 so that it will show up in there, I want to just fucking beat that person's ass. That's what your goddamn display case is for, douchebag.
Yeah.
You know, we made them not show up when they were at max price, so people started putting them at max price minus one. You know, what we could do is just keep doing that.
See how far
they would go. Yeah. Chaotix the Conqueror says, this Crimbo, can we have the worst Crimbo ever based off the Invader Zim episode? I'll spare the details. And spoil the child.
I have most of this Christmas's event done. They're not all written, but it's all in my head.
Neat.
So I have a reason to be kept alive until Christmas is over.
Evang says, I don't know why, but it'd be funny to have an adventuring zone in your camp, like a bunch of angry hippies coming to get you for killing the boss bat. He also says, your mom has 8 new zones, if you know what I mean. He must be talking to you, Mr. Skullhead, because your mom has developed a lot of new erogenous zones recently.
Rule 5 says, why does Little Canadia not have any French-speaking lumberjacks? Shouldn't everything in Canadia be in French and English? You know... apparently, French is just some goofy, random language. And I would love to give a list of things that I wanted translated to someone who spoke French and get a reliable translation of them, but every time I've had to do that, I've given it to 4 different people and gotten 4 completely different translations.
You'd think we would find, like, a native French speaker.
Yeah. I don't know. Sassy Lassie is... as close to native as you can get without being from France. I mean, she's completely fluent.
I thought she was
fluent.
From, like, Wisconsin or something.
Yeah, but she lived in France for a while.
Oh, I see.
So she's completely fluent, but what she gave me for the would you like some gum didn't even have any words in common with what I got from Sandrine.
Huh. Rule 5 says, or have I just not found the elusive lumber Jacques yet?
Damn it, if you hadn't said that, I probably would have done it.
Yeah, you still could. Wouldn't hurt to have another monster in there. You know, and plus we can also, you know, since the lumberjacks are sort of British comedy references, we could have the lumber Jacques actually be like a British I hate the French comedy reference from Shakespeare. Because, you know, Jacques was what the French character was named because it was close to an English slang term for toilet.
Oh, I see.
Shakespeare sure did hate him some Frenchies.
And Jews.
What, really? Well, I mean, he just always cast them as evil, but, I mean, that's he was just trying to accurately portray the covetous Jew. I mean, I wouldn't say that's disrespectful. You know, it'd be like portraying, you know...
Black people as lazy?
No, black people as tall.
Good at sports.
Yeah. Pika Champ says, you mentioned a box of rape on the last show. This gave me an idea. You should be able to zap the hockey stick to the hockey stick of furious, angry rape, which de-levels.
Wow.
You know, rape isn't about sex. It's about violence. It's just the same as any other violent crime where you have an orgasm.
That's a quote, by the way,
yes.
Folks. Spare us your ire.
Whatever. Jump the Shark says, remember that time you drove your Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry? Well, don't worry. Some Eaten by an Orca bondage erotica will make you happy. I know me and Spaz love it.
Wow.
Neat.
I don't understand, like, the vore community, people who supposedly get off on being eaten and digested. I still can't decide if that's an elaborate joke.
You know, I did kind of get an erection during Return of the Jedi when they were talking about, you know, learning the meaning of pain as I'm slowly digested by the Sarlacc over 1,000 years.
Yeah.
But I think that was just because Jabba was on the screen.
Wow, these are some pretty awful Photoshops.
Fireshell66 says, have you guys ever seen Red vs. Blue? Riff sounds exactly like one of the characters in it, Caboose. I bought, I think, the first 3 seasons on DVD the first year that I was at Penny Arcade Expo, but I haven't actually gotten around to watching past the first one.
Do you still have those?
Yeah.
I might want to watch those. I keep going to the website, and the last time I went there, they didn't have any archives up at all.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, you were talking about a way to continue your Scott B. theme, so just so you know, there's an actor called Scott Bernstein who plays Melvin Belvin in Happy Days. Yeah, I mean, there are plenty of actors whose names are Scott B. something, but none that anybody knows about. We should just do, like, S.B.
S.B.?
Yeah, instead of requiring it to be Scott B.
Oh, I was thinking, like, U.S.B.?
Yeah, yeah. Starlene Bonorowski. Is there a famous actress named Starlene Bonorowski?
There should be.
Let me make something else up and then ask you if that's a famous actor. Biospark says, 2 suggestions. One, you said there's no Teen Girl Squad references. How about adding, porn is no place for a mighty warrior if you pass the Daily Dungeon periodical obstacle. 2, cheese supposedly gives you nightmares. Could goat cheese / cottage cheese foods give you some unpleasant rest adventure? I don't think cheese gives you nightmares. I eat a lot of cheese, and I never really have any nightmares.
Yeah. Also, there are Teen Girl Squad references.
Are there?
Arrowed.
Oh, right, Arrowed. Yeah, kind of everywhere. And Naked Jew says, Jick, your wife is extremely hot. Nice going, fella. Hey, thanks.
Yeah, she ain't bad. I wouldn't kick her out of bed. Unless she was snoring or something.
If you are in the same bed with my wife in a dream, you better wake up and apologize.
Ho-ho. Already?
That was a Reservoir Dogs. Yeah. You know what? I miss Reservoir Dogs. I need to get it on DVD so that I can watch it again. I was cleaning out my closet because I had apologized to my mother.
Right.
But I was cleaning out the closet in the living room. Turns out, to get rid of the smell of the cat pee in that closet, I just had to tear out all the goddamn carpet and throw it away.
That's always a good idea.
Yeah, so I guess I'm going to get tile installed in my living room to cover up the giant holes in the fucking carpet because of the goddamn cats. You know, nothing gets my goat quite as much as the smell of cat piss.
Maybe you could get a goat to just eat the carpet.
Oh, yeah.
That might work. We're enjoying the lack of carpet in our house now.
Good deal.
I'm tempted to buy the... There are little chairs on wheels that are being sold at Target, kind of like office chairs, but with no, like, central stalk. So they're just, like, 6 inches off the ground.
Huh.
And I'm tempted to buy a couple of those and just spend all the live long day going back and forth between the two bedrooms.
Sliding around. Oh, it's just a contiguous flat surface between the two? You'd fall down the steps, though.
That's true, but that's better than being beaten by my wife.
Lol. Evang says, did you see the Emmys? I never watched the Emmys, but Conan was hosting, so I did. The funniest thing was Bob Newhart locked in an airtight tube.
So he was in part of the internet? Which is a series of tubes?
Yeah, like in pneumatic tubes. Yodo says, can you please put in a way to mine for fish so the people who ask are bannable?
No.
We could, maybe in one of a new mine, instead of the Stones of Extreme Power showing up every once in a while, some sort of fish jewel.
Now I'm picturing Jewel singing a song
by fish.
With underwater effect on her voice.
Or not just singing a song by fish.
Huh. That's... Yeah.
Istanbul says, could you maybe create some way for us to check which softcore skills we have permed while in hardcore? It makes it a pain to plan softcore runs when you can't remember what you need. Maybe they could show in your character pain but be grayed out. Yeah, or maybe they could play in a... They could show in a thing that was closed by default that you could click on to open up. Psycho says, can you put the damage text from the acid squirting flower after the attack text of the monster to make it less confusing when the damage from the flower kills the monster? Maybe. That keeps changing around and it keeps making me mad. Mandolin says, the Degrassi Knoll shopping list still says you got it at the Knoll. You get it from the guild guy now, so that's incorrect. Okay.
I'll fix that.
Alrighty.
I also made the hedge maze key description theoretically funnier.
Well, good.
I'm a problem solver.
Bah! Bah! I'm imitating the penguin.
Okay. Why are you doing that?
What? Because I... Who was the guy that played the penguin?
Burgess Meredith?
Burgess Meredith. Burgess Meredith Baxter Burney? No, wait. Burgess Meredith Baxter Burney Mac.
an old black woman who does a series of outtakes with different words for sex.
I got in trouble for not being able to tell Burney Mac and Cedric the Entertainer apart.
Oh, come on.
I think I've just never actually seen Cedric the Entertainer.
Yeah.
And there are times when... Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of like not being able to tell Dylan McDermott and Dermot Mulroney apart. It's not racist, it's just... they kind of fulfill the same function. They're two average-looking white dudes who are in movies and TV. But, yeah, are just virtually indistinguishable. Or Scott Bakula and Back Scotula, who doesn't actually exist.
Right. No, and I do have trouble telling them apart. What's that in the living room? Is that nothing, or is it Scott Bakula? Parafert says, I'm really enjoying the comic chameleon. What's the antonym of nerf? Fran.
Yeah.
I still think one of the funniest things Fusiliban ever said was we were trying to figure out what the button that says TRAF on my car radio does. And he was like, maybe that's the button you're supposed to push when somebody farts to make it stop smelling.
That would be so very useful. Although, really, it should just roll down all four windows.
Yeah. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, when you run out of ideas for Mr. Store Familiars, what will you do? I will take a walk on a stalk of wheat.
I will go on a vision quest and eat some peyote for the cause. And then we'll get new familiars like...
right.
The 20-pound, what the fuck is that?
Damn. We should... you know, if we ever do a peyote familiar, we should have Rob Zombie draw it.
Yeah, I wonder if he could just be commissioned, like, hey, Rob Zombie, draw us a thing.
I don't know, maybe we could get, like, his wife to play the game.
Maybe we could get his wife to do a lot of things.
Who's he married to?
She's a really attractive woman who I think has only been in the two movies that he directed.
Oh, I see. Walla Walla 23 says, please make a reagent potion out of the Wang. And also, can you make some more shirts that do more than stat boosts? The ones now suck pretty hard. Your mom sucks pretty hard.
And we like her.
Yeah. Oh, so speaking of sucking pretty hard, one thing that I like to suck pretty hard on is tits, and one thing that the pretentious artist made was this vacuum mold. So he's built this thing using this weird vacuum mold that he made out of, like, a 5-gallon bucket and some rubber stuff and, like, this vacuum pump in my garage. He's built this thing now that he can get casts of girls' breasts hanging naturally. Like, he's built a thing to, like, attach to them that goes over the breast that he then pours mold material in.
Huh.
So that, because, I mean, he's constantly making stuff with molds of tits on it.
Right.
You know? But they're all, like, plaster, like, putting, like, plaster in gauze, like, around it, and so it's hard to get it, like, shaped correctly, apparently, but he has solved that problem.
Huh.
The world no longer wants for a way to get an accurate resin cast of somebody's breast.
I know Jezzerfly wanted to get a cast of hers, like, pre-baby time and during baby time.
Huh. Well, I bet he can pull that off.
Yeah, he'd have to put it on first, but I'm sure he can.
But I'm pumped. Oatgan says, I thought I heard xenophobe in my drive-thru yesterday, but it turned out to be somebody else, unless xenophobe is a guy named, I shit you not, Seamus Rodriguez. What an awful name. I actually think that name is pretty cool.
I think that's going to be the name of my firstborn child.
I wonder if his middle name is, like, Chong. Because that'd be good. Seamus Rodriguez. Who's the Seamus in Harry Potter? Does he just have a regular Scott's last name?
Yeah.
I think Seamus is a cool name.
Seamus the Shaman would be kind of groovy. Shaman, shame.
Evang says, the recent clover changes have drastically sunk Smart Skull prices. However, I think I'm alone in being a person who farmed for them. Jump the Shark says, how do you defend yourself against the accusations that it was not, in fact, video that killed the radio star, but you? I defend myself against them by continuing to correctly believe that they do not exist.
Yeah. And there is evidence in my mind and in my car that video did, in fact, kill the radio star.
Yeah. I mean, I think pretty much everybody has known that since 1952.
Yeah. I think for on my radio show tomorrow, I'm going to play that entire album.
Oh, yeah?
Because it's, I don't know. There are tracks on there that are better than Video Killed the Radio Star.
I don't think I've ever heard another song by those guys.
Yeah, I was on a kick a while back of finding one-hit wonders from the 80s and listening to the rest of their albums.
Hmm.
Like, I have two or three additional Men Without Hats songs.
Oh, yeah? That are good?
Well, one of them is Pop Goes the World, which, as we all know, is awesome.
Oh, right, yeah. That's. Bunya Bandler says, would you pretty please put HP healing items in the quick skills menu with MP items? I'd love you forever, plus 7. I can see if I can see. I guess everybody wants them to show up in the goddamn skills pane, too, so I don't know. Di Vernon says, there are inconsistent references to Radio KOL in the new radio gear. Some call it the official unofficial station, and some say unofficial official.
It's almost as if somebody did that on purpose for humorous reasons. You want to take our hour break?
Yeah, what time is it, actually? I think the clock on this computer is all fucked up.
It's 5 after.
5 after 7, wow.
So we'll be back in about 10 minutes. I just got the They Might Be Giants tribute album, so everything I'm playing tonight is from that album. It was surprisingly good.
Oh, weird. weird. Oh, you know what?
When the world comes down, nevermore will be around. So I accidentally taken off the shelf before the expiration date. I came back as a bag of groceries, accidentally taken off the shelf before the date stamped on myself. Did a large procession wave their torches as my head fell in the basket? It was everybody dancing on the casket. Though it's over, I'm dead and I haven't done anything that I want. Or I'm still alive and there's nothing I want to do.
So that was Mr. Blues Clues himself, Steve Burns, with Little They Might Be Giants cover. Yeah, I'm really pleased with that Hello Radio album. There are a couple of songs on there that just didn't quite make it. But, like, they have a cover of Don't Let Start, but there's a band called Common Rotation that opened for They Might Be Giants and do a far superior cover of Don't Let Start. So that was no fun. And They'll Need a Crane is sung as a, like, half-speed dirge, and that's just a little off-putting. I haven't actually listened to that all the way through.
I would imagine that that's a song that could be good if it was slowed down.
The OK Go's cover of Letterbox is slowed down a lot, and a little bit electronic, and it's pretty groovy. Oh, yeah, it's worth listening to. Jake still hasn't heard any of it, because I've been playing it through my headphones.
Yeah. Yvang says, what kind of person names their video game Jammer Lammy? Where does the come from? Were they confused?
Comes from Japan.
Yeah. Xenophobe's cat has decided that my left hand needs a bath.
Did you pee on it, and is your pee salty?
I know, and I don't know.
That's good.
Yeah. Let's see. Evang says, what do you guys think of WarioWare? I've been playing that again. You know, I picked it up. I always take my entire bag of DS games with me on trips so that I can lose a bunch of them.
Right.
And I played a little bit of WarioWare, like, a month ago on the DS. And like, you know, it's okay, but I just... I feel like my attention span is just a little bit too long for that game. Like, I like... I would say that my favorite mode of playing that game is the mode where you just play one individual game until the difficulty gets to the point where you can't anymore.
Uh-huh.
Like, the whole randomness thing just kind of... I understand that that's the point of it, but it's a little too random.
Did you ever get your DS Lite?
Yeah, yeah, I did.
And since that's the case, can I borrow your DS?
Oh, totally.
Sweet. They just did a couple of the Final Fantasy games for the GBA, so I'm sure Jezzerfly would appreciate it if I could provide her with access to those.
Yeah, totally. Well, let's see. Looking and looking. Strong Bad Fanny X says, what's your office internet connection? I have DSL. We have a cable modem.
Indeed. I'm hoping that the problem I've been having with my internet at home will be fixed now that it's not Cable America and it's Cox.
But, so you finally got some Cox in your box?
Yeah, I've been wanting to be serviced by Cox for a while. And, I don't know, it seems like every 20 minutes or so they send a reset packet, so I have to get up and bounce the router to get back on.
Huh.
Which is, yeah.
Let's see. Strong Bath Andy X says, have any players ever taken your address from the donate page and just knocked on your office doors? And no, people you know don't count. Well, the address on the donate page is a P.O. box, sort of specifically for that reason. And I don't know if anybody ever went to the post office and knocked on the P.O. box door. I don't know what would happen if they did. I'm guessing nothing. Who's the nicest looking person in the office, he also says. I'm putting my bet on one of the girls. Nah, it's me.
I think Riff has you on the cute quotient, actually.
What? That's just because you like Japanese schoolgirls.
And Riff looks like a Japanese
schoolgirl.
Riff
is more like a Japanese schoolgirl than me.
I think on the Samsonian scale, Riff wins.
Yeah.
Because he has more hair than you do.
This cat tickles.
Are they actual tickles or just test tickles?
Oh. Glebe says, when you pulverize the defective skull, it should say, I deduce that that hurt. Blind Chaos 13 says something interesting. Hello, Asymmetric staff. I was just wondering if any of you had seen the new archive feature on Toothpaste for Dinner, as I remember Jick saying something about the setup of the site. No, but I would imagine that if it is what I hope it is, which is a reasonable way of browsing the site, that I've found what I'm doing instead of working for 1 hour or two. Jump the Shark asks if the original G is a reference to Ice-T. He had a song, OG, Original Gangster. Yes, it is.
There's, once again, I should plug pop.shinketsu.net, which will tell you all of the references that have been discovered, 1,529 of them.
Wow.
All told.
Presence says, strange but true. After a few weeks of drinking diet soda, one stops noticing the taste, even when comparing to regular soda. I still don't care. I'm not drinking anything with fucking aspartame in it. Just saying. Fremen says, have any of the team ever pulled a sickie from KOL? What's pulling a sickie? Is that like a skateboard trick?
I don't know. We should ask the Urban Dictionary.
No, nobody has ever fucked KOL in the clit. Drafon says you should play taco songs.
Maybe he meant, has someone ever called in sick to the KOL? I don't know.
Taco songs, like, was there...
Like Putting on the Ritz?
Yeah, I was going to say, wasn't there an artist named Taco? Yeah. Taco... The word taco is so great.
The funny thing is, apparently, taco is a name that's common in Germany. That's that dude's real name.
Huh.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Nicodemus says, one thing I'd love to see is real blackjack and poker implemented in the casino. I don't know how often this comes up, but what do you think of it? We could probably do it now. We wrote a game... We sort of wrote the rules for a game that was kind of like Blackjack, except it's got a smaller deck and you're playing to 11 instead of 21, which we could maybe... You know, now Now it would probably be as simple as just saying, hey, Xenophobe, write this.
Right.
And he would actually do it.
I'd like to see us come up with a poker analog that's not actual poker. I mean, we can come up with a card, a deck of cards that has KOL suits in it. And I think a while ago we were talking about just doing a regulation deck that people could buy. But
yeah, I never was that into that idea, actually. Like, I was... I don't know. Decks of cards are not particularly exciting to me, I guess.
Hey, that's why it didn't happen.
I do like playing blackjack. But, I mean, I think the idea was to use game art instead of the suits, and I just think that that makes... I have a really hard time using anything other than a standard deck of cards, and I don't think that I'm alone in that. I mean, it's like, you know, you can tell if somebody is not a real chess player if they have some elaborate chess set that the pieces are difficult to identify, you know, that's anything other than decorative. And I feel the same way about cards. I mean, not to say that, like, you know, Boozer Bear is not a real card player, but, like, if you're going to play cards seriously, you should use a regular goddamn deck of bicycle cards, you know? Not something with weird pictures.
The way we had it, it would have been pretty easy once you thought about it for a second. Like, the clubs would be the Seal Clubbing Club, except some people call them clovers, but they're actually clubs. And the spades would be the grave robbing shovel.
Yeah.
But then the diamond would be a diamond and the heart would be a heart. It would just be the pixelated heart, or it would be the anatomical heart.
Dawn of Extreme Power.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess as long as they were red or whatever.
Yeah, but anyway, what I was thinking was, rather than implement a poker game that's just straight up poker in KOL, I think we should have our game master Riff come up with something that's a different
maybe
card
using
game.
Yeah, maybe using the same deck that we came up with for the 11 game. You know, write something like Sabak.
Yeah, we need our Cripple Mr. Onion kind of game. I saw a set
of rules for Cripple Mr. Onion.
It's the Discworld game that they don't really go into detail about how to play it.
It's like Calvin Ball.
Pretty much.
Or Jick Ball. In which Jake is the player responsible for getting the goddamn out of the Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I need to find the guy that wrote that and give him a hug. I also love Bees says, to the Jickster and the Skullinator, do you know who Real Big Fish is? They're an awesome ska band. If so, or if not, give a shout out to Minders. She escaped Momzilla.
I think those two things are unrelated, but yeah, I know who Real Big Fish is.
Didn't they do... They did some song that I'm aware of. Oh, they did that cover of Take On Me, didn't they?
Yeah, I guess
I have an MP3 of them doing a cover of Take On Me. But not the If You're Feeling Like a Pimp, Take On Me, that gets our players arrested. Freeman says, as the more recently introduced items have been more powerful enchantment-wise, is this trend going to continue to NS13? And does that mean that many of the older items will become obsolete? Or are you trying to keep their power down? We're always trying to keep them down. Because we're the man.
As obsessed as some members of our team are with game balance, I'm sure that once we've hit NS13 and everything's in, somebody's going to want to go back and redo it all.
I mean, although, you know, when we added the enchantments to everything, we kind of did it all. We've always sort of designed for a progression from 1 to 15. You know, I think that everything is actually pretty much in good shape. There'll be some more powerful stuff that drops post, you know, level 11 or whatever, but, you know. I think most of the older stuff is kind of how it is. I mean, they're not obsolete because a low-level player can equip them, whereas they can't equip the more powerful ones, you know? So it's like there's a place for everything, a time to reap and a time to sow. Durin 10 says, are you ever going to put in any references from Dante's Inferno or other parts of the Divine Comedy? We don't really, like, do things for the sake of putting in references. We just tend to, like, when we're writing the description of something we've decided to put in, or, you know, if we're trying to think of a monster or whatever, you know, then we might center it around a reference, but we're not like, oh, I like this song, I gotta figure out a way to work a reference to it into the game.
Yeah. I, having read most of that, the Inferno is really the only part of it that's interesting.
Ow. Cat is kind of obnoxious.
Like, Purgatory is kind of, by nature, boring, and then Heaven is just him, like, seeing God and going, "Hi, God."
It's boring by nature, not because it hates you.
Yeah. It's also naughty.
Lowest Carmen Denominator says,
"Wow,
has anything changed about initiative? It seems like now early game monsters are constantly getting the jump, perhaps related to monster level boosting." I don't think anything has changed. Intellectual Panther says the same thing. Recently I've noticed a lot of monsters getting the jump on me. Initiative change or RNG? I think RNG, but I don't know. I'll look. I might have accidentally rolled out a combat tweak that was in testing or something. Ow. Ow! Fucking cat.
I almost served that cat up for lunch one day. She kept climbing up, or he kept climbing up the back of my chair and then just sinking the claws into the shoulder there.
Yeah. Devious Fink says, "Why aren't potions in the consumable section? Isn't there enough in Misk already?" I don't know. I don't know which of those sections tends to be bigger. You know, normal players' experience. Orbrisa says, "Why doesn't Innobox have a make as many as possible checkbox? Because he's a man, not a machine." Although when you do it, you're not using a machine either. I don't know. Winfrith279 says, "Can you quit a clan that you created?" You can quit one that you barreled. You can disband a clan that you created if you are the only member in it.
Yes.
Man, my arm is now, like, sore from this little cat bath that I just sustained. Ephraim says, "What are the chances of actually winning the raffle if you're not a millionaire?" I mean, they exist. The chances are non-zero. I mean, you know, honestly, the people who buy hundreds of thousands of lottery tickets or raffle tickets are eventually going to run out of meat, or they're going to stop doing that. So, I mean, you totally can.
If actual millionaires in real life bought enough tickets, they could guarantee that they won a lottery, but that is not really the way that you get to be a millionaire, so it doesn't seem like something that people are going to do forever.
QOV says, "If you were to create a KOL marriage certificate so people could get KOL married, how much would you charge for the quickly necessary KOL divorce certificate?"
Two Mr. Accessories.
Yeah, the marriage certificate is free. The divorce certificate is two Mr. Accessories.
Actually, listening to Billy Idol the other day, I thought we should throw a License for Love into the grimoire, which is just always expired. Which I think I put in the wiki and nobody got the reference, and so it got killed. She said, "You can, baby, buy a License for Love, but if it expires, pray help from above."
Yeah, Octai says, "What would you do if you lived in the shoe of an avid athlete? I would have so many children that I didn't know what to do."
Yeah. I would spank them all soundly and put them to bed, which is probably not surprising to anybody.
At least they're daughters. Sick fuck.
Hey, which one of us is the one who's going to spank their children?
Me?
Yeah. So, you know,
which one of us is the one that's going to have polite and successful children?
Me. Because they're not going to be resentful of me for beating them.
Yeah, because if there's one thing I'm absolutely filled with, it's resentment towards my parents.
Yeah, I've seen it. Just spilling out.
Yep. Spo says, "Is it possible to get an unequip or to get an equip all button for fake hands so the people like me with 600 plus of them won't go crazy if they hit the unequip all button by mistake like I did earlier?" No. QOV says, "I think you should give a special item to the guy who types up the radio transcripts. I can never get logged onto the show, so he rocks my world." He has our undying thanks. Enter the Wumpa says, "Can you ask yourself a question? I can't think of one." Hey, Jake.
How did I get here?
One Sun Tomato says, "We've had the MMG for 9 months, but it can still be difficult to take other players' bets when it's busy. How about instead of failing, a bet in the same amount would be auto-placed?" Wait, what? Oh, like if you try to take somebody's bet, I think that even though that would result in exactly the same thing happening that would have happened if you had successfully taken the bet, I bet that it would piss people off. I bet that people wouldn't like it if that behavior was there. Yeah. Riff is saying he thinks that there's a lot of people who have sort of superstitions about always taking bets instead of placing them, or taking bets from specific people or whatever, you know. They always win bets against people who have more vowels in their name than consonants. Which, you know...
Which is true.
I'm glad that I coded it that way, because it's funny. Greater Being says, sorry if you have to repeat the answer to this question, but do you guys have any tips on how to send money to you via mail successfully? We have never had any money get lost in the mail on the way here. So, I mean, you know...
Don't make it obvious that your envelope contains money.
Yeah, like, get... You know, it helps if you probably get, like, fresh bills from the bank so that you can put them in the envelope without them being all crinkly and puffing the envelope up. You know, but, you know, like, most of it is just like, you know... A crisp $10 bill folded up in a sheet of paper with a nice note written on it, put in an envelope and mailed to us with a single stamp, and they've always gotten here. I mean, I guess I can't in good conscience encourage people to send cash in the mail because they say it's dangerous, but, you know, we like I said, nothing has ever gone wrong. Toothless says, if $10 gets you a Mr. A and $10 Canadian gets you a Mr. A, then can I send you a dime bag for a Mr. Hippie? Mr. Skullhead, how do you feel about just smoking stuff that we get in the mail from total strangers?
Never again.
Speaking of which, Riff, find out the name of the person who thought it would be really funny to send us a package today. Yeah, so this kid sent us $30 in Canadian pennies. Who is that?
Why, that's Surik.
Okay, thank you, Surik. We'll process that particular donation as soon as I go to Canada.
I really hope you weren't aiming to get three chameleons.
My little cup full of Canadian change is now full. My cup runneth over with Canadian change. Somebody sent some Canadian bills that the bank wouldn't take.
That's weird.
Like a 20, a 5, and 2 twos. But they took the one. There was a one from exactly the same series, but in their little book that tells them which currency they can take, the $1 bill was listed, but none of the others. Which, and I was like, well, can you change this for a bunch of the ones that you took from somebody else and then take those? They wouldn't do it. Rackham Rose says, hey, JNS, I think you guys should award a prize to any hot girls who show up at KOLCon 3 wearing this. And then sends us a link that I'm going to look at because I like hot girls. It's a girl in a dirty martini dress, which looks like a martini glass, and there's olives covering up the breasts. Although it doesn't really look like a martini glass.
No.
It looks like a character from some science fiction Woody Allen movie.
Yeah.
With olives covering her breasts.
And the girl doesn't seem to have a particularly attractive head. I say head because the entire head looks like it was photoshopped in.
Oh, yeah?
Like, that may be a line of light, but it looks like a poor masking job.
Huh. Maybe they used poor masking tape. Instead of masking it in front of a live studio audience. Oh, boy.
Mr. Ascender asks how you mime for fish. We could show you, but that would be really useless on the radio.
Ponjo says, hey, guys, when I drink a screwdriver, it says you're tempted to add some milk of magnesia and make it a Phillips screwdriver. Shouldn't it be milk of magnesium? No, because milk of magnesium is a joke about milk of magnesia, and the screwdriver joke is a joke about milk of magnesia.
Because the popular brand of it is Philips.
Yeah. About the consume text for the screwdriver talking about Milk of Magnesia. Which... Jedi Knight Amu 902005 says, how about you make it on the login screen where you can type your player ID instead of your player name? I can't imagine why somebody with a player name like that would want that feature.
I think I had a game called Golden Sun I Lost would also appreciate that. I wondered how some people did that. They must have stored it in their browser like Phil.
Yeah. I mean, but he just knew how many L's it was. I think it was 10.
Channels.
Khufu says, if you do a familiar equipment store, it should be a pet shop run by a couple of boys.
Yeah, but then everything they did would be a sin.
Yeah. And could you ever forgive her? Them? Simon M77 says, what made you guys decide to give 40 adventures at rollover? Why not any more / less? I think it was 30 when I started out. And I don't know, 40... 40. Yeah. Alan C. says, as a resident of Buffalo, I'd like to state for the record that I'm turned on by the sound of your voice.
Well, thank you.
So there's this theory, there's this like sort of fad of people sending us questions asking if we like kitties. Balmung of the Azure Sky says, do you both like kitties? I like kitties, except when they piss on my floor.
I like the three that we have. Although if we had got the third one first, we wouldn't have three. We would only have one. So, yeah.
Ryusai says, what weapons are Torg, Olaf, and Gunther of the Brotherhood equipped with? They seem pretty piddly weapons for high-ups. Can we overtake the guild one day with our buffnesser than them? I don't remember what they're... Let me go look. I'd like to become a seal clubber, and then go to Seaside Town, the right side of the tracks, and Brotherhood Smackdown. Torg has that's a sword so nice that it's, like, the enchantment list won't even fit in the friggin' window when you click on it, man. So, don't talk shit about that sword. Gunther, Lord of the Smackdown, that's just his hatchet that he uses for whittling. His real weapon is his real weapon is actually all of the weapons on the back wall.
Right, at once.
Yeah, he uses all 8 of them at once. 4 swords and 4 axes. And the painting of Boris.
Olaf has a mop.
Yeah,
which is,
he's the janitor.
Yeah. It's a mighty mop, though.
NicoChen314 says, I have the Frontalot CD from PAX. That's his live shit. I would not be surprised if my wife actually bought that and is bringing it home to me.
I have a ton of live stuff from him and never listen to it.
Oh, yeah.
Just because he's... I don't know. The one time I saw him live, it was decidedly not as good as the recorded stuff. So...
I thought you'd seen him more than once.
Did I catch him at last year's
PAX? No, I thought that when we saw him at the first year's PAX, it was the second time you had seen him.
No, it was the first time.
Oh, weird. Because I remember you saying something about him rapping really fast. Maybe you had heard something live.
That's Optimus Rhyme.
No. About how you were impressed because you had heard him do a song live, and he sung it like twice as fast as it was on the album.
Oh, right. That was from the Secret Stash stuff.
Okay. So you had just heard some live stuff.
Yeah.
Istanbul says, going ape equals intrinsic effect from a gorilla suit, spackled up ass to keep you from getting raped. What if somebody was going to rape you in the mouth? Mm. Skullcracker13 says, why does every color of Sharpie smell the same? They don't. It's just that after you smell the first one, you're so high that you can't tell what anything smells like anymore.
Alternatively, if you sit there and smell them for a couple of hours in a room with no ventilation, they will all start to smell different. And so will you.
Slice of Cheese says, ho ho, Slice of Cheese. Is Zach short for Zachary, or has it always been Z-A-C-K? I spell it Z-A-C-K, but it's short for Zachary. I just don't like Z-A-C-H, because it's Zach or Zach, depending on...
Zach.
Yeah. Or Essac, you're the pretentious artist's mom. One Cent Tomato says, the hairy staff doesn't currently restore MP. Ah, damn it, I keep meaning to fix that. Hey, Rifflesby, put that in your make a note of it. Item in the Wikigasm. Baumung of the Azure Sky says, dance, dance, but it's a revolution.
So I'm not gonna.
Tater's Choice says, if a man called Cain Abel and he made a religion, would it be called Cain Abelism? Yeah, just like the religion started by Christ is Christism.
And the religion started by Joseph Smith is Joseph Smithism. Yeah. Disco Thief says, Snakes on a Plane is this decade's Mallrats, but more so. Sienna, I think that saying that Mallrats wasn't any good, and I just can't get behind that. Because Mallrats was excellent.
And Naked Juice says he saw it 5 times. By the 5th time, it was kind of fun.
Wow.
Theron asks if you can pimp his map of clan houses for Con 3. Details, forum post. I can't really tell people that link. Anyway, Thrarin has a post, presumably in the community forum, that is a map of clan houses for KOLCon 3. That's neat. I didn't realize that there were a bunch of people doing clan houses.
There's a link here to the picture that's the map of the clown houses.
Clown asses.
Yep. Which makes me curious why he didn't just drop that link. FRAPPR.com/clan houses. And there are several. Oh, I thought that said clan houses shootouts. I'm like, Jesus, we don't want that. But no, it was shoutouts.
Wow.
So far he has Kiwanis Park, Gameworks, Candlewood Suites, and the Chicken Wings house on there.
I see. Yeah, so if you're getting a clan house and you want people to know where it is, put it on this map. Although, I don't know. I feel like if I had a clan house, I wouldn't want to tell anybody where it was.
And I'm not telling anyone where Harem House is. Even the people who are supposed to be there, I'm going to blindfold them and drive them over there.
All right. Drive around in circles in case they do that trick from Sneakers.
Right.
You should
drive
you should,
around.
You should deathfold them, too. Oh, let's see. Tuffy says, where did the idea of the floating heads come from on the Very Bad Trip? The reason I ask is because this actually happened to me. That came straight out of a... You actually saw the Mona Lisa, Casey Kasem, and Grand Moff Tarkin.
I don't know why I picked those. I think just the Mona Lisa was just because I wanted to make fun of the Da Vinci Code.
And they were. I thought they were just based on my Halloween costumes.
Oh, well... Yeah, that's the case, too. Now that I think about it, that probably is exactly why I did that.
I was pretty pleased with that Mona Lisa costume, actually.
Yeah.
It was cumbersome, but I look very pretty when I sit, you know, in repose with a enigmatic smile. Gleeb says, Jaylee is right, staves suck. Well, you can suck my staff, my hairy staff.
As a member of the staff, and... somewhat hairy, I request that you don't.
Tater's Choice says, a couple shows ago, I talked about being raped by different animals. Well, here's a new one. Would you rather be raped by a man, a rhino, or an octopus?
I would rather not be raped. Myself.
I mean, if I was going to be raped by any of those things, probably an octopus, so then I could be like, tentacle rape, lol.
Right.
Take pictures, show them to people. Happy birthday, Texas Kiwi.
Is it Walker, Texas Kiwi?
it'd be like, you know, I'm trying to think of like a cowboy nickname for Peter Jackson, and I just can't. Like, old rotten pants Peter Jackson. Yeah, I suck at cowboy nicknames.
The only one I can think of is Slim, which still doesn't apply to,
Well, but it could have been like an ironic way.
He lost a lot of weight, though.
Yeah.
He looks like, last time I saw him, he looked like Danny Elfman.
Yeah, the last time I saw Danny Elfman, he looked a lot like Peter Jackson.
Danny Elfman should change his name to Danny Orkman.
Emmy Lasagna says, hey guys, will you at some point find that you have to return to the Jilla Lantern as a Mr. Store item and continue the loop again? No.
Yeah, I promise to not do that. If we did do that, I mean, we might, you know, reintroduce the Jilla Lantern, but it would be called something else and have a different picture and different text or whatever.
Yeah.
Zelzor says, will we be able to adventure on the moons through the hole in the sky if we had some special item equipped? You know, I've always intended to put adventure zones on the moon, but we got an idea for where you're going to go to get there. Cat.
I'm sorry, I keep bursting out with cat.
Bombing of the Azure Sky asked if we play DDR.
The wife just mentioned that she wanted to start playing that again to get back into shape. So, maybe. I mean, there's really no room in our living room to do anything but sit on the couches.
Yeah, that's
so. If we can get a TV going upstairs.
Slash Llama says, could you link those stasis videos? I would like to see them very much. Thanks. They are currently hosted on something that I'm not sure has the bandwidth for them to be publicly announced. I'll tell Zaire that there was some interest in seeing them, because they're cool to watch. So, and maybe he can find a new place to host them, or maybe I can throw him on Asymmetric for a couple days or something. And Naked Jew says, every time you holler, 8 new zones, I nearly come in my time pants.
Good to hear.
Yeah. Gracious Symbol says, once you go ape, you never hang drapes. Hola.
That is true.
Once you go ape, you never wear capes.
Once you go ape, you never eat crepes.
Once you go ape, you no longer like grapes.
Right.
Fred Levi says, you should try Maple Story. It's fun, if a bit too repetitive. Side-scroller RPGs are neat. Huh. I have only ever played one side-scroller RPG, and I really enjoyed it. It was like a Neo Geo game, I think, called Kadash. It was an arcade. It was an arcade side-scrolling RPG. So actually playing it on an emulator where you had infinite quarters. I don't know. I don't remember if it had a way to save your character or not from session to session. The Duminator says, hey, thanks for the bottle cap if it ever gets here. Also, are the country bats an insult to us southerners? If so, I'm offended. If not, sorry. Bring back the old roofies. You want us to raise the roofies? Level of controversy, as it were.
I really don't care if people get offended if I make fun of Southerners.
Yeah.
I was born in Tennessee, and I have a right, plus it's easy.
Tennessee? Tennessee?
Yeah, actually, it turned out that was all a dream, and I'm not sure where I was born.
A Naked Juice says, recently Skelly said Sarah Vowell was not pretty. I disagree.
Yeah, you know what? Go to Google Images and do a Google image search for Sarah Vowell, and I promise you, very few people will agree with.
She's not at all unattractive. I mean, she's. I would say that she's like, you know, on a scale where 1 is unattractive, 5 is plain, and you know, 10 is attractive. I would put her at like a 6.5, maybe. I mean, she's definitely on the plain side of being attractive, and her voice makes me want to. It makes me want to listen to Fran Drescher instead.
Right. She looks like Maria de Medeiros after a car crash.
Who's Maria de Medeiros?
The Bruce Willis's wife in Pulp Fiction.
Huh.
There's kind of that heart-shaped face, but then something phenomenally wrong in the nose and mouth.
What? You don't know from pretty. Let's see. Once you go ape, you rape grapes with tape, says Gracious Symbols. Oh, and by the way, Naked Jew says, I am Eek, there is a lure in my dupe. Explain that name, because I would like to have that name explained. Palpy says, when you finally do implement clan coats of arms, be sure to not call them crests. A crest goes on top of a helmet and can be part of a coat of arms.
I usually use a crest for brushing my teeth.
Ba-dum-bum-tsh. Arago says, why haven't you implemented an epilepsy monster in the tower yet? I think we'd all look forward to giving something a stroke in-game. We have just like an epileptic kid guarding one of the levels of the tower, and you have to use a strobe light on him.
Sure.
Yeah, I think that's a bad idea.
Why does Bombing of the Azure Sky keep asking, we need to play Needs DDR in this game?
While we all dance to Banana Phone song. Disco Rabbi says, I think someone would notice if there was a giant piece of roof in their drink. Yeah, the roofie's not actually a shingle. It's a little pill.
In the description of the roofie, how it is now, it's the way they render their victims unconscious is by smacking them in the head with it.
Oh, I know.
But, whatever.
Let's see.
Bombling of the Azure Sky says he'll stop asking if you answer if we answer him. That's not a question. So your answer is that's not a question.
Yeah. Not only is it just a completely poorly constructed sentence, but yeah, it's also, I mean, it has a question mark at the end of it, but you know, you could put a question mark at the end of a lot of things, and that doesn't make them questions.
You can put a question mark at the end of a lot of things, but that doesn't make them questions?
Yeah. I mean, you could put a question mark at the end of a train, but that doesn't make the train a question.
That's true.
Omega Seeker says, heck, I'm Mormon and I don't care, but magic underwear? Come on. You're the Mormon, you come on.
Is it or is it not true that there is a garment that must be worn under clothing at all times?
What's the matter? You says, if you're wearing magic underwear, how are you considered comfortable with yourself for the mirror? The magic underwear also helps you to not masturbate. So, you know, when I look in a mirror, the extent to which I'm comfortable with myself depends largely on how ashamed I feel about masturbating.
Hmm.
So, yeah. The Rum says, the two Mormons I know will kick anyone's ass for insulting them, so make sure to be careful about that.
Okay. I'll be careful.
All right. Okay. If we ever run into the Rum's two Mormon friends, we should not specifically make fun of Mormons around them.
Right.
Di Vernon says, any thoughts on the idea of other stuff happening upon criticals on certain weapons? Ideas include item drops, buffs, extra damage, or increased multipliers. Yeah. Yeah. No. There's definitely some ideas in place there. Simon M77 says, for SB, you could use Stephen Baldwin. Not that you'd want to.
Yeah. I think Stephen Baldwin has been used enough. So they're not magic underwear, says Unisys 80. They're temple garments.
Well,
in, you know, but in practice.
Yeah, I mean, the oh, you should. I-Spec. Woo, I-Spec. Checked in with me. And then
he also checked in with
me. I told him that Scully's got it, but I spelled it S-U-K-L-L-Y. So your new name is Suckley.
Yeah, you're Suckley.
Suckley Duckley Doo?
Yeah, I've got him. So that's okay. Bombing of the Azure Sky is about to get himself banned.
Yeah. Robo9981 requests Freebird. Istanbul suggests the new familiar, the Peyote Coyote. It can wander off and get you peyote every X number of adventures, which you can then use to get extra muscle and mysticality at the cost of moxie. A Naked Jew says, you'll never guess what I did to Scully's mom last week. Unless you guessed, fucked her tits. Then you'd have guessed it. Seamus Finnegan was the Harry Potter name.
Which, could he be any more Scottish?
Apparently Glebe says the sombrero slash leprechaun familiar should be named Seamus Rodriguez.
That's fantastic.
Let's see.
Well,
Mamie says, does this mean there is a baby time coming in the Skelly household?
And not for a while.
The Count asks if there will ever be a Metroid reference in the game. Maybe Mother Brain could be the long-talked about 8-bit boss. Mother Brain is kind of a shitty boss, though. The mini-bosses in Metroid are much better than the bosses.
Are they as boring as the mini-bosses in real life?
Dude, are they as go-fuck-yourself as you are a total prick who doesn't know from good music if it hit him in the head with a goddamn wheedly, wheedly, wheedly electric guitar awesomeness?
In real life?
Yeah. Nice try. They're boring. I also found the Metroid games to be incredibly unplayable, so what can I do?
Yeah, but basically what your problem is that you don't know what good is.
That's probably the case.
Slow Motion Walter says, while mining, you uncover a dark, still pool. You toss in a pebble for shits and giggles and are attacked by a huge, scaly fish that scales.
Hmm.
I like the name Slow Motion Walter.
Is he the fire engine guy?
Wait, what?
Slow Motion Walter, the fire engine guy, is a misheard lyric for Smoke on the Water. Slow Motion Walter.
Huh.
The fire engine
guy. That seems
guy.
Like something that somebody was just like, hey, wouldn't it be funny if we pretended that this was a misheard lyric?
Right.
Because, I mean, sure, Slow and Walter, but on the and motion?
Hmm.
Yeah. Mr. Ascender links to a picture of Sherry Moon, Rob Zombie's wife. Sherry Moon, she's a vegetarian.
She was all kinds of hot in House of a Thousand Corpses.
Huh. Let's see, photo gallery. I mean, she's kind of pretty.
Yeah, she's no Sarah Vowell.
Well, she's blonde. I mean, it's...
Okay, for the record, folks, I'm the one who doesn't know from good, and the scoreboard right now, Christina Ricci, not pretty, Sherry Moon, not pretty,
short hair,
Sarah Vowell, pretty.
I'm not saying she's not pretty. I don't find Sarah Vowell, like, okay, Christina Ricci is more attractive than Sarah Vowell. She's just less attractive than she was when she had long hair. And, you know,
and was prepubescent.
Sherry Moon, she was not prepubescent in the fucking Addams Family.
She was like 8 in the first
no,
one.
No, she wasn't. She was like 17.
Sure. Anyone who finds a 17-year-old attractive is just creepy.
Yeah.
Let's see, she was born in 1980. The Addams Family came out.
I want to say
she was 11 in the Addams Family.
Dude, whatever. Girls go through puberty earlier now.
And she was 13 in Addams Family Values, so okay.
Yeah, so that was totally fine.
So if you were to say Casper, at least, that's 15. But
a Naked Jew says, Sarah Vowell has a pixie charm. Okay.
Is everyone always after it?
T. Sarducci says, Sarah Vowell is the definition of plain, or maybe mousy. See, I mean, I would... Okay, maybe I would put her on the pretty side of plain rather than on the plain side of pretty.
Yeah. I can go for that.
Give us
an awesome question to go out on.
Alan C. says, how much was the postage on the $30 in Canadian pennies? Ironically, $41 American.
Was it?
Yes.
Well, I think it was 41.
Oh, was it 41 Canadian? I thought it was an American kid who collected Canadian pennies. Let's see where it came from. And then tell everybody where that kid lives. Oh, it did. Okay, it did come from Canadian. All right, so 41.
Yep, that was a good question, and on that note, I think we'll take off. I'll see you guys tomorrow at noon local, which it's now 8 o'clock local. You can figure that out yourselves. And
good night, everybody. I'll see you Thursday.
Good night.